we all share. You know what I'm saying? Say something about the features that they want us to hate so bad, that they want us to feel ugly for so bad.
Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aylin, and I have a question. All right, so when you go to your favorite food place, do you order the same thing every time? Because, like, I was at Firehouse. Every time I go to Firehouse, ever since the first day I went to Firehouse versus today, I have gotten the same sub, you know, chips, drink, and stuff. I never tried anything else that they offer. So, I know that seems so boring. It's like equivalent to like ordering chicken tenders when you're at like a new restaurant, a nice fancy restaurant. I guess I'm playing it safe. Because also, all the other stuff they have, I'm not really that interested in, like the ham and, you know, the meatball subs and stuff. I'm not a meatball sub person because they be tasting funny. So this episode, this episode is going to be very pro-black, because I'm going to be talking about the first week of 2020, and it's like, it's so much shit going on, and then it's so much tiring shit, like people recycling jokes from like 2012, people talking, comparing women to dogs, people misusing dialect. You got white boys up here talking about bless up. Oh, Jesus. You know, people talking about hobbies. I was on this website. I'm going to talk about that. Like I said, tired jokes. Well, number one thing I want to talk about, because this is what really popped off towards the second day of 2020, people were talking about Blue Ivy. Now, if you're a person that's really into like social media, or you be on Facebook a lot, Blue Ivy has been getting dragged since she was born. And I think people dislike her mother for some reason. To be honest, I'm not a big Beyonce stan, but when I see people just be so upset at Beyonce for being Beyonce, I just be sitting there like, I really be trying to figure out what has this woman done to why people hate her so badly. Like, I think people dislike her so badly because of the way other people celebrate her. And to be honest, it's whack. Also, like, Beyonce, she don't really be entertaining shit. Like, she really be low key. Like, if you gonna find out something about her, it's gonna be because she said something about it. Not because of, oh, what this person said, what that person said. So they've been dragging her child. And as a mother, you have to pick your battles. Like, and that's so sad. Like, when it comes down to your child, like, you really have to pick your battles. Because you can't fight everybody. You know, you can't stop everybody's back. You can't respond to everybody when they're talking about your child. And especially that's your child. Like, bruh, I can't even count on my fingers how many times I done threatened people behind my child. And to be honest, I'm a local, regular girl. So I could threaten somebody about my child and then go on about my business. Now, as you get older, the number is going to grow. The number is going to grow where people are constantly coming for your child. My daughter, she's 6 years old. So I know as she gets older, and then she's a little girl, a little black girl on top of that. So I know as she gets older, people are going to dislike a lot of things about her, right? I want my daughter's life to be different from mine. That's the goal. People complain about, oh, these next generation of kids, they're not going to go through what we went through. That's the point. Bro, that's why we working hard. That's why we trying to change, so they don't have to go through what we went through. Like, bro, you're like, first of all, that's toxic. Yep. I'm using that word. That is toxic, though, to want, like, I understand wanting your child to understand hustle, understand blah, blah, blah. But because you struggle, you're going to make your child struggle. You're going to withhold stuff from your child just to build character. Nigga, you could build character without traumatizing them. The fuck? So, when it comes to my child, a lot of people are not going to like how you raise your child, especially with Blue Ivy being a rich little black girl. Blue Ivy is not going to be in the hood. She's not going to be going to Boys and Girls Club. She's not going to be walking down the street to the corner store, hanging out at the park with the other kids, sitting on them green boxes outside in the neighborhood. It's a lot of shit that she's not going to experience because her parents put in the work to make sure that she lives a good life. This little girl is traveling. This little girl got a stylist. All that good stuff. That's the point. Like, I guess I'm different. Because the way my parents raised me, my parents worked hard so where I don't have to really struggle. Like, my grandparents worked hard so where I don't have to really struggle. Because they came from another country. Now, if they would have stayed their ass in the islands and was like, you know what? I want my child to build character. I want my child, like, if my parents were to send me to the islands, a place I'm not familiar with, a place I've never been to, because they want me to build up and have this type of mindset, that, no. So, let me stick on it. Back to Blue Ivy. So, okay, they dragged her for her hair. Being a little black girl, people expected her to come out looking a certain way, having a certain type of hair, having a certain type of look. Blue Ivy looked like her mama. Like, bro, this recent picture I've seen of her, because it was like her 8th birthday. That little girl, Beyonce has strong genes. So, of course, she's going to look like her mama. Like, even the last two babies look like her. So they were dragging her for her hair, telling her to comb her child's hair. And, bruh, I be getting so much deja vu because I remember people, when I started to wear my hair more natural, like when I stopped straightening my hair and started to wear curly, people telling me to comb my hair, brush my hair, style it. I'm out here looking crazy, not doing my hair. And I'm like, bruh, my hair's an afro. That's a style. I'm wearing my hair the way it grows out of my head. So they were dragging this baby for her hair. So New Year's is a picture posted of her. She has her hair pressed. That baby hair is long, thick, shiny, beautiful, all that stuff. Everybody was like, dang, y'all done dragged this girl. Y'all mad because this black mother did not put a perm in her black daughter's hair. She did not do stuff to her hair that most people do to their kids' hair, and y'all upset. Now this baby hair is all long and stuff, and she's wearing all these different beautiful style, and the baby has her edges. So her hair was pressed nice and beautiful. So the people couldn't come for her hair. They came for her fucking nose. Black people then came for a little black girl's nose. I'm sitting here like, damn. If they're dragging a whole ass stranger for the way her nose naturally is, I wonder what are they saying to family members? I want to know what are they saying to people that they're around. Because this is why people be, I know a lot of people like, oh, family structure, like family ain't what it used to be like. This is a reason why. Because if I see how people respond to strangers, kids they don't know, kids they'll never come across in their life, you wonder, what are they saying? What jokes are they saying? What little things are they saying around the kids that they are around? This is why people be cutting off family members and stuff. This is why people be distancing themselves from family members, because we not with that shit. Like, bro, you not finna make my child feel insecure. You not finna have my child out here thinking that something is wrong with her and that she needs to change herself. And speaking of changing herself, it was this black man on Twitter talking about talking shit about her nose. So then, if you got black people talking shit about other people, it makes it comfortable for
people that are not black to talk shit. So this black man is talking shit about Blue Ivy's nose. Listen, he's so irrelevant that I can't even remember what he said. But I know he was talking shit about her nose. And he said something about, oh, she got Jay-Z's nose. And it's like, So then here comes this white woman talking about some, well, when she becomes 16, I wouldn't be surprised if she gets surgery like Kylie Jenner. Bitch, go get a job. Because, and also, getting surgery before graduating high school, that's not our culture. The fuck? That is not our culture at all. It's not. There probably is a small percentage of rich black girls that go get surgery, but a lot of them, to be honest, a lot of them, I don't never hear no shit. Like, I've never heard no shit or seen no article about any rich black girls getting surgery at all. Because that is not our fucking culture. And then shit, just shit like that. Two people just kiki. Like I said, you're making it comfortable for other people to bash what people are naturally born with. And that shit's so fuck. That is so trash. That will always be trash. Like I said, old tired jokes. Talking about black people's nose. Talking about the hair that grows out of our head. People say, oh, being natural ain't for everybody. Bitch, how the fuck the hair that come out my head is not for me? How is it not for me? How is being natural? You mean taking care of my, not everybody knows how to take care of the hair, but to say that natural hair is not for everybody? So then when you have girls who wear their natural hair out, you got Becky and Rebecca fascinated and touching it. It was like, oh wow, this is what natural hair looked like. Bruh, I'm surprised this woman did not lose her mind. I'm surprised this woman kept it close, because there's a video of this woman. She wore her natural hair to work, and then you just see people just touching it. People, you know, white people, you see Caucasian people just touching it and just so fascinated about it. And I'm like, I don't care what setting I am in, don't touch my hair. And with what I just talked about, leave my nose alone. So don't touch my hair. Don't touch my hair. Solange made a whole song about that. Don't touch my fucking hair. Like, bruh, first of all, that's nasty. I don't care if you wash your hands before you touch my hair. That's still nasty. Like, bruh, when it comes down to natural hair, like, it's a process to wash my hair, deep condition it, detangle it, put my products in it, style it. When I used to play with my hair a lot, because, you know, that's just a pet peeve. You know, it's just a habit. So I would play with my hair a lot, twirl it around, and I would look at that section that I was playing with, that, you know, that one strand, that one curl I was playing with, it's all frizzy, looking a hot mess. So just imagine, like, three people just touching your hair, just lifting it up, or running their hands through your natural hair, curly hair on top of that. So then, that's one thing I don't understand. Like, people are better than me. There's been plenty of times where I'm like, please don't touch my hair. The only time I'll probably let somebody touch my hair, if I'm about to wash my hair. People are still thinking in 2020. It's only been 9 days, because I'm recording this on the 9th. It's only been 9 days, and people still think that when you get to a certain position in life, that people just playing into stereotypes that, oh, you know, you're going to switch up. Especially as a black person, you know, they think you're not going to do certain things because you reach certain positions in your life. No. Because listen, me, if I were to be on Tyler Perry level, you know, let's start small. If I were to be on Tyler Perry's level, I'm still going to be doing my black ass activities. Stuff, I'm not going to be appealing to make other people in my position to feel comfortable. I'm still gonna be wearing the Jordans. I'm still gonna be cheap. You're gonna catch me in rainbows. looking at the clothes that are on clearance. You're going to still see me out here with my black nose. You're going to still see me out here wearing my natural hair. The only time I really wear wigs or weaves is when I don't feel like doing my hair. But it's not something that I wear all the time. I'm more of a natural hair, protect, you know, faux locks, box braids, cornrows type of girl. And I will always be that type of girl. Because a lot of my peers, make sure I'm saying this correctly, a lot of my peers still feel like certain hairstyles are not feminine enough. And I'm starting to see more talk about femininity and masculinity and stuff. Because I know when the hairstyle, I think it's called the Fulani hairstyle, but you know, when people started to get their tribal braids, people started to get their rubber band box braids, people started to put beads on their hair. And, you know, the beautiful beads on their hair. A lot of people were calling certain hairstyles childish. And like a lot of them see hairstyles that are not weaves and wigs childish. Like, oh, this is a hairstyle for a child. What? To be like, the lines have been blurred so badly that people think that certain braided hairstyles are for kids. And it's like, no. Like me, I'ma still stick to my certain hairstyles. I mean, there do be people that be trying to make me feel bad about the way I wear my hair. And I'm like, bro, we're adults. Like, go get a job. Go get a life. So, another thing I want to talk about is Ari Lennox. And the first thing I want to talk about is looks and sex appeal, because they're not the same thing. A lot of people think like, oh, because a girl is pretty, that she's automatically has sex appeal. No, because there's a lot of pretty girls out there that have zero sex appeal. It's like a kid playing dress up. Being pretty and having sex appeal are two different things. So the reason I say this, because this guy compared Ari Lennox and Teyana Taylor to something that is not human. And he was like, the fact that they have sex appeal even though they look like blank. Because I'm not going to say it. Like, that's trash. Like I said, the first couple of days of the new year. What the fuck? So everybody was dragging this nigga, and this man, look, this man was happy because of the attention. And to be honest, that is just it's so insecure, because you're happy because of the attention you get for talking shit about. Stop making black, I'm looking at history trying to figure out what the hell did black women do to where we're the butt of everybody's joke. People are constantly dragging them. People are constantly saying, oh, it's all in your head. And, oh, stop being so sensitive. It's jokes. This is social media. I don't give a fuck. Because, yeah, you can make your jokes and stuff. You can make your jokes. But your jokes come from... Is your jokes coming because they're funny? Because a lot of these jokes don't be funny. Because I can see a funny-ass joke, and then there's jokes to where you're showing your insecurities. And also, people like to be like, oh, it's social media. It's all social media. Check your... American privilege is so annoying, because people think that the only people that are on social media are in America. No, the fuck they not. You got people in whole other countries looking at stuff. Do you know how many people that be liking my pictures? And I'm looking at a page like, where the fuck does this person live? Like, these people are on the other side of the earth. So, you can make your jokes. You can make your jokes if your jokes are funny. But if your jokes are dragging somebody that looks just like you, that's not funny. That shows how insecure you are. And also, it's not good to put out these jokes, because other people in other countries are like, damn, how come some of the men in this community hate some of the women so badly that they're hopping on Facebook and they're talking shit about them day to day. Why? What? Because I'm sitting here trying to figure out why, too. I'm like, damn, what did black women do to where our own, where some of our men, you have to say some, because a lot of them are going to get offended, to where some of our men are constantly just throwing us in a puddle and just stomping on us. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck did we do? Because, like I said, self-hate, talking shit about our noses, comparing us to dogs. And to be honest, dogs get treated than mother. And it's so crazy because dogs get treated than black people. Dogs get treated better than black women and black men. So it's like, what the fuck? So Ari, like I said, the clip that played in the beginning of this episode, she just sit up here like, yeah. She basically said, she was like, oh, people are saying that freedom of speech. And she's like, why is that your speech? And she also said, like, you never see them talk shit about their women. You never see shit talk about their women. And then you have people that want to be oppressed so badly talking about some, the men in our community do be talking shit about us. Where? Because when I be on Twitter, I shall be typing in certain words and I don't be seeing shit. Now, they probably talk shit, you know, privately. They probably talk shit in the neighborhood, but you never see no man come up on, you all right, you never see no white man hop up on Twitter and talk shit about, to be honest, I can't even give an example because I don't know if they're stereotypes or not, but like I said, you never see a Latino man come up on Twitter and say that, oh, our women would get wifed if they didn't look like X, Y, and Z, or compare them to J-Lo or some shit like that. You'll never see Asian men talk about their women on Twitter. To be honest, they be minding their business. But you'll never see them talk ish about their women, dragging them for how they naturally look and stuff. Like, and then also, it's so crazy because, like I talked about in my last episode, well, I didn't really talk about it, but I mentioned it. These same men that talk crap about dark-skinned women, who talk crap about our nose, our face, our eyes, don't be a dark-skinned black woman with strong features, like a nice sharp jawline, and your nose is just nice, like your face is like basically clean cut, there's nothing out of place. Don't be a woman who's supermodel Naomi Campbell type on some shit and go dead outside your race. Because this video by Paris Milan that I watched the other day, she was like, these men be dragging some of us women so badly and then be so upset when we go and get a man that appreciates us, that loves our nose, that loves our hair, that just loves our jaw, our strong features, our big old lips. And then many people like to be like, oh, you're sensitive. Everybody gets talked about. But you don't know how annoying it could be because you don't know what goes on outside of social media. You don't know, like I said, you don't know what goes on, like when you walk into a job, because she's a musician. Ari Lennox is an artist. So you don't know what these record labels was telling her, because it's, like I said, a lot of women in the industry would be having to change how they look just to get certain contracts. Do you know last year it got exposed that three women artists had to get their boobs job because it was in their contract? They had to get their body did because it was in their contract. Their fucking contract. Like, they had... Wow. So, you don't know if she's going into these meetings and they're telling her, you know, she could fix up this a little bit. She could fix up that a little bit. Ari Lennox, like, I like Ari Lennox because she's like a homegirl. Listen, with Megan Thee Stallion, you got girls who look like me, who look like my peers, who wear their hair like me, who wear their hair like my peers, who talk shit to talk just like the way I talk amongst my friend making music. She's relatable outside of, you know, going on tours and having money. She's still relatable because she's not doing too much. All the getting your titty, y'all getting your booty, like all that, like, no, I can't relate to that. When they be talking about their body and it's like, girl, I don't have that body. So it's annoying because especially I grew up around it. It's lucky that I talk about how I grew up, my parents, they love themselves and stuff, but I also grew up seeing, like, you know, people, you know, talk shit. It was different in the home. When I was at home, when I was amongst my mom, my dad, their friends, and their friends' kids, that was different versus going to school, going to after school, going to Boys and Girls Club. Those are two different things. So I've seen both sides of the coin. People who love themselves, people who love, like I said, I grew up around black people who love themselves, who love their natural hair, who love their chocolate skin, who love their noses, who dress how they wanted to dress, who wore jewelry, who were in positions and didn't have to change themselves to be in these positions. And then I also grew up around people who constantly made the light skin, dark skin jokes, who constantly made the, oh, go brush your hair jokes, and the, oh, you're cute for a brown skin girl, or, oh, you know, the only reason that guys are going to talk to you because you got a fat ass. That's it. If you didn't have that ass, niggas ain't going to look in your direction. So that's why I always wanted to be home. That's why I always wanted to be home around my parents, around their friends, because that's what the love was. Because I got so much love at the house, when I would go out into the world and people are making these jokes and, you know, the dudes are looking, you know, the dudes are only talking sexual to me, but talking relationship and having a future with the next girl that was different than me, it didn't bother me. I've noted it, but it didn't bother me because I knew that, like, my parents made sure I thought highly of myself. They told me, they educated me. They told me that I'm not a stereotype. Don't let nobody make me be a stereotype. She told me how people should address me. So, you know, of course I was labeled. Of course I was already labeled, stuck up and stuff, because I didn't let these things bother me. I would turn around and I would educate people and I'd be like, that's not funny, and that's not right, you know, what the hell. And then people would ignore me because I wasn't looked at as fun because I didn't make these jokes. The same, I was on Facebook the other day. Like I said, it was like 2 days ago, January 7th. This girl was like, I want me a dark-skinned man because light-skinned men are too soft. But I yawned so hard. I'm like, are we in 20? We're in 2020, right? Because that's a joke from, like, 2012. I just yawned. I was like, boy, that's so corny. And like I said, Country Caribbean YouTube is going to be a spinoff from what I talk about on my podcast. It's going to be a little different. It's definitely going to be different. Of course, I will have podcast audio up there for people that don't have Spotify, Anchor, or Google Podcasts, or Overcast, or Apple Podcasts. I'm also going to put the podcast on SoundCloud because I've discovered so much stuff on SoundCloud. I feel like I need to be discovered. So let me tell you, we're still on Facebook. So the advertisements are funny because you could be looking at something, like I said, you could be looking at something and then you see an advertisement related to that. So it was an advertisement about $2 rings. So I was like, $2 rings? This sounds too good to be true. So I didn't look at the comments. I should have looked at the comments first. But I looked at the comments after I was on the website, and you know, it didn't really say nothing that I needed to know. So I'm like, $2 rings, that sounds too good to be true. I went to the website and the rings were on sale for $2. Like the original price was $26. And they were on sale for $2. So I'm like, yo, these are some nice looking rings. I was like, these are very, very pretty and stuff. You know, So of course I fell for it. I put a couple of rings in my cart, put a little necklace in my cart. I think the necklace was like $4. So I go to checkout and it's good that I put a fake name, fake address in there. I still put a Georgia address, but I just don't put my real, I don't put my real information in there because I've been wanting to check prices and stuff and make sure they ship to my area. So I put that information in and it said, it only had one type of shipping, and that one type of shipping was like $15. I was like, I knew it was too good to be true. I acted out of it so fast. I was like, the nerve of these people. So I went to the comments, and then they were like, oh, my rings are so beautiful. It just took 3 to 4 weeks to ship to receive my order. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These rings are beautiful, but, you know, I'm just going to stick to going to K Jewelers or getting accessories from Rainbows or It's Fashion or Walmart. So I was like, ah, it's whatever. All right. So we're going to go into, what I want to call this section. I'm going to call this section things, business tips I've learned from the internet. Okay, so I came across this video of this woman. She was talking about PayPal. So me, I've been stopped using PayPal when it came to business. Like, I don't pay stuff with PayPal anymore because, you know, when I was young, you know, I was misusing my funds. So, you know, I done collected interest on certain things and I have to pay that off. So I don't want to be making purchases and then they're like, what's going on? You know, I don't want to confuse myself. So I've been stopped using PayPal because this woman paid me through PayPal and I never got the payment. It ended up being canceled. Oh, jeez, I can't remember. Because I babysitted her kids. And she paid me through PayPal. And I was like, oh, yeah, bet. So it ended up being canceled. And with PayPal, PayPal is better than Cash App because if you didn't mean to send the money, they'll give you the money back. And a lot of people use PayPal when they're making certain purchases online and in person. And a lot of scammers be taking advantage of PayPal because I went to this tattoo place, I believe I had when I got my tongue pierced, and they were like, we only accept cash because some people had came into their shop. Some people came into their shop, got tattoos and stuff, paid through PayPal, and then told PayPal they never made the purchase and got their money back. So they basically got free tattoos. So these people were like, we don't do PayPal anymore. So I'm like, damn, that sucks because, you know, that makes you uncomfortable with providing a service. Because when you provide a service, you're taking time out of your day to do something for someone. You know, and you can change this person's life with the service that you provide. You know, whether you're adding lashes or whether you're doing a facial or whether you are, you know, making clothes for them and stuff. Services is more work than providing a good. Because you could just go to a wholesaler, buy like a whole a thousand items and just sell it. That's it. Just sell it. I mean, yeah, you're putting in work, but you know, you're not making the clothes. Like, selling clothes and actually making, that's basically how I describe service. Service is like making a dress for somebody, fitting them, you know, getting their measurements, picking out fabric, sitting there sewing it together, versus providing a good, which is, hey, this shirt came to my house and I'm here, I am selling it to you. So a woman was like, I'm not using PayPal anymore. I'm not using Cash App because people be reversing, you know, people be refunding their money. And then PayPal just gives them the funds. And then you won't even be alerted about it until days, sometimes weeks later. Because I know I've came across people who be reversing, you know, reversing stuff on PayPal. And if you're a person that constantly be checking, you could be like, here's the shipping information. Here's saying that they got approved. Cause you could sometimes fight it. But if you're providing a service to somebody and you're not, you know, you're not shipping anything to them. Also this woman, I wish I remember her name. I'll probably post her on my Instagram and my Facebook, The Country Caribbean. She was like, make sure you get a receipt. You know, make sure you get a receipt, or make sure they put in the description when they're sending you the money through PayPal, what the service was for. She was basically just dropping tips about protecting your business and stuff, because being a small business, it's sometimes hard to like come back from a lot of things that happened to you. The same way, like before the new year started, this young woman, she got robbed and they took like $3,000 worth of inventory. And when you're a small business, and then she was 21 on top of that. Sadly, the same people that robbed her, people believe that it's the same people that, you know, ended her in her life, RIP. But when you're starting a business off, it's hard to get the insurance. You know, sometimes insurance costs a lot, and you know, you still have to have money to travel and provide for yourself and provide for your shop. It's just a lot. So when people just not want to pay you, you know, that's kind of like, it's, you got to keep it cool, because you got to keep it professional. So she was like, I'm not doing PayPal no more. And she's like, I'm definitely not doing Cash App. So I think she said she's sticking to Venmo and, you know, cash. So I'm like, kind of made me think, because I mostly receive cash when I do hair, because I do want to start like selling my daughter's old clothes and like maybe some of my old shoes and stuff. Because when I was on eBay, I mean, nobody never reversed the payment on me, because it was like through another party, like, you know, it's PayPal and eBay. So, you know, it was a little bit more secure because it had the messages, they had all that stuff. But I'm talking about like when it comes down to like other things, like actually having a website and providing stuff. So for my people out there who have businesses, you know, be cautious. Make sure you have all your receipts. And to the people that be doing that on PayPal, sorry to expose you, but stop doing it. Another thing I want to talk about is hobbies. Because people be trying to turn every little hobby, and when I say people, I be like me, try to turn every little hobby into a hustle. Try to make money off of it. And then when you try to make money off of something that you do for fun, something that you do every here and there, you're not as passionate about it, because, you know, you really gotta you're doing it because, hey, it makes me money, not because you want to do it. You're just doing it for the money. And then receiving something from somebody that does it because they love doing it and, you know, like, hey, I want other people to enjoy it versus somebody that's just doing it for money, it's a big difference. The same way with YouTubers, the people who be eating on YouTube, the people that do it because they enjoy cooking, they enjoy eating, they enjoy describing the food versus people just eating, pretending like they like the food that they're eating just because they want a check. So, not every hobby has to be a hustle. My hobbies include, but not limited to, my hobbies include sewing, because it's a certain type of clothes that I like, and it's hard for me to find them in the stores. So I usually just customize clothes that are already in my closet, or I just take apart material, put certain material together. And the same way right now I'm looking at this piece of cloth that I want to turn into a head wrap. I have to sew it up. That's all you have to do is sew it up. Not much I have to put in there. I'm not putting patterns together. I just have to sew it up so it looks more clean and even. Now, if I was a person that was like, you know what? People like my head wrap. Let me go and try to see, make some money on it. And I'm sitting up here sewing head wraps. I'm eventually get tired of it. So like every hobby does not have to be a hustle. It doesn't. Like, I'm trying to turn my photography and videography into a hustle. And I find myself not wanting to edit pictures, not wanting to edit videos, but I want to be somewhat of a director, if you want to say, So I want to do some directing and just some video picture work, because I have a lot of, like, bruh, I'd be in my bed having to say, girl, think about waterways and clouds. Cause I'd be thinking about, I get most of my ideas at nighttime. So since I get most of my ideas at nighttime, I have to tell myself, write it down, and then do all the brainstorming in the morning. Because I'm like, oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do that. Oh, I got a picture idea for this. I got a video picture idea for that. Da, 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 da. So I'm trying to transition that hobby into somewhat of a hustle, since I do be networking with people that do similar things that I do. And the same way I told my friend Gerard, like, I'm trying to be a professional about my stuff. And, you know, people see your personality. You know, people try to blur the lines a lot. And it's like, please, you got to put your foot down and be like, please do not blur the lines. You know, pick a side. You know, at the end of the day, it's just communication. If something makes you uncomfortable, like, let it be known. But every time I say something makes me uncomfortable, people are like, oh, man, come on. Like, people be so quick to, like, not want to, like, to stop talking to me. And it's like, no, boundaries in a professional place, it's not hard at all. I'm not being mean, you know, I'm not. So last thing I want to talk about is is the misuse of dialects. Being West Indian, a lot of people are using the word bumbaclot wrong. They're trying to give the word a new definition. And, of course, the Caribbeans do not like that. Especially with Tom Hanks' son, acting like a stereotype and just misusing patois wrong. And I remember I was watching, someone showed a clip, and they had a Jamaican woman read a paper, and she's like, what the hell is this? These are not words. This is not how we talk. So the misuse of dialect happens a lot. You know, Caribbean people are more, you know, they like it, you know, they're more open. Like, they're not so quick to be dragging people. I mean, when it comes down to disrespect, of course, you're going to get dragged. But they're, you know, they want everybody to enjoy the culture. It's just that when people start to try to change the definition of words, it's just the whole just respecting the way people talk. The same way when Spice was on Love & Hip Hop, she was just talking and they were just like, huh, what? We never understand what she's talking about. She's speaking broken English. It's not broken English. It's a combination of many languages. It's not broken English because what Americans talk ain't even English. If you were to go to the UK, I hope I'm saying this right. If you were to go to the other side of the earth, where, you know, how they talk is American English versus real English are two different things. So just the misuse of dialect, people are trying to change the definitions of words that's been around forever. You know, I blame social media because once stuff starts trending, you know, people try to, people be acting like it's so brand new. And on top of that, it be spelled wrong. People think that spelling a word different than how it's supposed to be spelled, it mean it's a new word. No, it's not. It's still the same word. It's just misspelled wrong. Thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. Share, like, subscribe, you know, let people, you know, share it. You know, if you liked it, good, you know, give me some feedback. I love talking to people. You know, tell me what you want to hear and stuff. If you didn't like it, sorry to hear that. You probably know somebody that likes it. Tell them I'm available on Overcast, on, I believe, Beaker, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I'm on Spotify. Like, I can download my own episodes. Country Caribbean, YouTube. I'm doing spinoffs. So you make sure you subscribe. Country Caribbean will be available on SoundCloud. I will announce that on my Instagram and Facebook when they are available. For people that don't have the apps that I just listed, thank you for listening and see you next week.